He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the November 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour on this week of Thanksgiving. And we're thankful today for an up market so far. We have the Dow up 358 points. That's a 1.2% gain. It is closing in on 30,000. You're just 46 points away from that right now, making another charge at that 30,000 level. Now, it's failed at that level twice. We'll see what it does. Maybe third time's the charm. We shall see. All right, we've got the NASDAQ up 43 points. It's at 11,925 now, just 75 points away from 12,000, which has been a formidable barrier for the NASDAQ to cross so far. The NASDAQ, or the S&P 500, is up 31 points. It's at 3609. That 3600 area has kind of been congestion for the S&P 500. We'll see if it can go through there on the fast lane, through that 3600 level. The Russell 2000 small caps up 1% today. Good day across the board. I'll tell you why in a moment here. Crude oil having it's one of its best days in a long time and hitting a price that it hasn't seen for quite some time. Crude oil is up $1.31 to $44.37. The oil stocks have been on a roll here recently, but is it sustainable? Is that still a big growth industry? Gold is down $37 per ounce to $1,800. That's got to be pretty good support. But gold continues to go nowhere. And meanwhile, over at the bond market, the 10-year's up one basis point today. Very quiet and a sleepy bond market. It's at 0.87% today. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with your host, professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got a holiday shortened week. I got to believe a lot of the traders, if they're allowed to get out of town, I don't know, we're supposed to sit at home alone, I guess, tomorrow, or with your significant other, your wife, whatever, and nobody else. We'll see how that happens tomorrow or Thursday. But generally speaking, you get a pretty quiet market by about noon on Wednesday. Even Wednesday itself, we'll see how that goes. Thursday is an off day in the market, a very rare close day. And then I think Friday's a half a day. Probably not. No rest for the wicked. I think it's a full day on Friday. Well, if I were to sum up the market action so far this week, there's a lot of speculation taking place. You know, the leaders in the market are not Amazon or Facebook or AMD or Intel or the big tech stocks. The leaders in the market have been the electric vehicle charging stocks, the Chinese electric vehicle stocks, the hydrogen fuel cell stocks, very speculative areas of the market. But it is what it is. I mean, there's some money being made there. We've done pretty well with the speculative side of our holdings. That's why it's good to be diversified. That's why it's good to be unconstrained. And that's why it's good to have several different portfolios that I manage. And one is more on that speculative side. We call it the emerging growth portfolio. It doesn't have penny stocks. It has companies with either fast-growing sales and earnings or the prospects thereof very shortly in the future. And that emerging growth portfolio is where we've been seeing our best performance here over the last couple weeks. In other words, the dividend players, forget it right now. They're just kind of lumbering along and going nowhere. The big, large, mega-cap stocks really are going nowhere. And let's not forget, we had a market for many moons, many months, that favored about five stocks. FANG is what they spelled, and some others just below that level. But right now, the major activity, if you're a trader, if you're a speculator, if you're looking for some action here this holiday week, the action is taking place, without a doubt, in the green revolution, that's for sure. The green stocks, green energy, electric vehicle cars, hybrids, the fuel cells, etc. And you're also seeing the cannabis stocks lighting up the markets here these days. Today, it would seem that with the transition starting to take place, with the Biden administration coming in, there's been just a little bit of lightening up by President Trump, allowing Biden some office space, I think down in the basement somewhere. But there is at least a feeling globally that there will be a transition here as Biden continues to name cabinet members. He named Janet Yellen as his Treasury Secretary. She'll be replacing Steve Mnuchin if all goes well. Janet Yellen, my memory of her as the Fed chairman is when she opens her mouth, doves fly out. White doves fly out. She is not going to be hiking interest rates real soon. She's kind of like a very soothing, kind of grandmotherly kind of Treasury Secretary. That's the way I see her, and I see that being good for the bond market going forward. I don't see it good for seniors who are looking for some kind of yield on their investments, whether it be in CDs or the bank. They're going to have to look for alternatives because we're going to have low interest rates for, as far as the eye can see, at least that's what I see going forward. And, of course, this whole vaccine news, which, you know, just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Now we have three. It seems a sure thing now that we'll be able to arrest this COVID and get to herd immunity as people start getting the vaccine. And so you're also seeing a big jump in the so-called recovery stocks. That continues. The airlines, the cruise ships, the hotels, the vacation, the booking, travel booking agencies, et cetera, while, you know, more of the growth stocks, your traditional, the FANG stocks, related stocks, kind of getting left behind in this move just over the last few days, however. And you know what? The pattern over the last several weeks has been Monday and Tuesday. You get vaccine news that favors the recovery stocks. That starts to wear off, and by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're back to the tech stocks knocking on their door. So we'll see if we get that same pattern again this week. And in the meantime, you do have these major indexes bumping their head right now on major, major resistance levels. Now, that doesn't mean they won't clear those resistance levels. I'm just saying there's a traffic jam ahead. And if the market's going to go higher, it's going to have to maneuver through a lot of traffic, a lot of resistance, a lot of people just waiting to sell, you know, when the market hits certain levels. Like I say, the transition process, we're 3 weeks, it's been exactly 3 weeks ago since Election Day, the head of the General Services Administration, otherwise known as the GSA, has signed off on the handover process, meaning Joe Biden's team will now receive national security briefings and have access to federal funds to transition the administration. And, of course, many see Janet Yellen as a market-friendly pick, considering that she oversaw a long economic expansion, albeit a very slow one. Just from my perspective as a money manager, with historically low interest rates, she's likely to push for further fiscal stimulus. Well, I think you will see a massive stimulus package in late January, early February, somewhere to the tune of $4 trillion. I was looking at the debt clock today. We're at $27 trillion in national debt, What's another four on top of that? That's what I see. And I think the market sees that too. Another reason why it's seemingly celebrating today. Japan was up 2.5% overnight. Hong Kong, 0.4%. India, 1%. Europe up about 1.2%. European markets advancing on vaccine optimism. And France may lift their COVID-19 restrictions. I'm sure the French people would love that. Emmanuel Macron will announce on Tuesday evening a relaxation of the second lockdown following a decline in the new case numbers since imposition from October the 30th. Okay, well, when we come back, where is the action in the market right now? I got a lot of names and a lot of sectors for you today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our Dow up 390 points today. I haven't really looked into that Dow 30 list to see what's really driving that higher. I got to believe it's recovery type of stocks recovering from COVID. The NASDAQ's pretty weak, however, up just 33 points. And there are certain sectors of the NASDAQ that are very weak. So it's that pattern that we had the last 2 days, or the first 2 days of last week, where you've got the recovery stocks up and the so-called growth, traditional growth tech stocks kind of on the soggy side. Okay, well, let's see. If we don't have any fiscal support, rates will stay low, says Chicago Fed President Charles Evans. Well, yeah, I agree. He says we're not expecting the funds rate to be raised before 2023, maybe 2024, he says. So, well, they're still waiting for sectors like the leisure, hospitality, travel, etc. I just wonder, you know, I mean, this vaccine is supposed to put an end to all of those fears of travel, and we're supposed to get back to kind of where we were before the pandemic, or has things changed here forever going forward? It doesn't look like interest rates, however, will be going up anytime soon. The UK could roll out vaccine from AstraZeneca or Pfizer or Moderna in December. Of course, that's what we were talking about here in the U.S., that the first shot in the arm, I think that's where we get it. I hope that's where we get the shot. We'll start about mid-December. And, of course, AstraZeneca's stock really did not react much. I think they kind of came in third as far as the prospects for theirs with the 75 to 90%, where the others were reporting 95%. AstraZeneca's is cheaper. Well, you get what you pay for. It sounds like it doesn't work quite as good, but they did say if you take a half a dose the first time and then a full dose a few weeks later, it has 90% efficacy. So we'll see where this all goes, but I would expect by mid-December they're going to start vaccinating the public. I hope it's voluntary, all right? COVID-19 pandemic dampens consumer spending this holiday season. Well, I'm not seeing that, but it says the pandemic has affected millions of people and consumers' plan to spend this holiday season. Well, I got to believe if you own a little restaurant in downtown New York City or a gift shop or a boutique or a dress shop in California or a bar, you got to be hurting pretty badly right now from what's taking place. So, yeah, I guess it would be pretty obvious that a lot of people are being affected and not going to spend as much this Christmas season. Generation Xers and millennials are the most likely to cut back their spending by 42 and 36% respectively. Okay, so does that hurt stocks like Amazon and Wayfair and others? Well, we'll see. Earnings on track for the mildest recession in 60 years. Okay, I've been making a big thing out of this, and it is a big thing, of how fast the earnings of the S&P 500 companies came roaring back. They came back just as I predicted in March of this year. That's why you might want to continue listening to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now radio hour. I was right on back in March of this year, mid-March, late March, early April. And we know that at some point in the future, the markets will top out. This expansion will come to a halt. Earnings will start to look downwards, and we'll have to kind of protect our harvest, right? We've had a pretty good harvest here over the last several years, last 12 years, 10 years, with a couple interruptions along the way. But as of now, we're looking for record earnings in 2021 and 2022. But there's a few asterisks involved there. And that's why you want to listen to Bill Gunderson if any of these asterisks become bold-faced. And we've got to start ratcheting our earnings expectations downwards. That's not good for the market. Then we have to start being a little bit creative and protecting, okay? Earnings continue to impress given the COVID situation, and the economic picture is getting brighter for 2021. This comes from Nuveen's Bob Dahl. He's been around a long time in the market. He reports corporate earnings have held up surprisingly well this year. He's finally got the right numbers. Somebody else was reporting numbers earlier this week. They weren't right. These are right. S&P 500 2020 consensus earnings are now $137 per share. Now, that's correct. But if you put that in perspective, that's down 15% from last year. That's the first interruption in growth in earnings that we've had since 2009. That's why we had a very fast, swift bear market for that lasted about 6 weeks, 8 weeks. From early February, from about mid-February to about early April, mid-April, somewhere in there. He says if that number should hold, 137, and it should. I mean, we're reporting, we're in the fourth quarter now, and if anything, we're going to come in a little higher than $137 per share. If that level should hold, it would mark the mildest earnings recession since 1960. That's pretty good. I think the pandemic from an economic point of view with corporate America and CEOs and with help from stimulus packages, et cetera, I think it's been handled pretty well from the stock market side of things. To see the market roaring ahead and hitting new highs here, coming in approaching 30,000 after what we went through this year, that's pretty remarkable, really. Now, $137 in earnings, that's what's expected this year. You put a 20 multiple on that, and you're going to get about a 2,700 S&P 500. Then why, Bill Gunderson, is the S&P 500 trading at 3,600? Well, that proves my point. The markets trade on future expectations. It's already priced in this year's earnings. It priced this year's earnings way back in February. The market is way ahead of you, the individual investor, most individual investors. For the most part, the market is now looking ahead to 2022, 2 years down the road. Once you learn that's how the market works, you'll become a much, much better investor. The market's not looking at yesterday. It's not looking at today. It's not looking at tomorrow, no. The market leaves that for most individual investors. Professional investors in the market are looking way down the road, 1 to 2 years. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Same pattern continuing here in the market. Dow's up 353. It's at 29,944, heading towards 30,000 feet, an altitude of 30,000 feet. That's been rarefied air in the past. We'll see what happens when it hits that 30,000 level, if it does get there. And in the meantime, over at the NASDAQ, it is a little bit soggy today, even though it is up let's see, wait for that NASDAQ bug to come around. It was up 40 points just a few minutes ago. It's up 33 now. Pretty soft sledding on the NASDAQ here today. Okay, the speculative move in the market. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that the speculative stocks are the ones that are really doing well right now. It's not your big blue chip dividend paying stocks. It is very much the speculative side of the market that is moving here over the last, last couple of weeks. A lot of it's because of the vaccine, number one. Number two, a lot of it is because the new administration coming in, as of now, will have different priorities, and different sectors will benefit from that. So those are a couple of big driving forces in the market. How big is this driving force? Speaking of driving, Tesla added a Ford to its market cap yesterday. That's right. Tesla is crossing one half a trillion in market cap. Today, Tesla is hitting a new all-time high at $510 billion. $510 billion. That's a half a trillion if you're counting. That's a lot of zeros. Now, on the other hand, Ford's market cap is $37 billion. Tesla is, 16 times the size of Ford by market capitalization? You would think there would be 16 times as many cars on the road, Teslas, as there are to Fords. I don't think that's the case. But this is how kind of speculative and wild and crazy the market has gotten here, with valuations and with a little bit of a green wave in the market here. In fact, yesterday Tesla was up in one day more than Ford is worth. I'm just putting things in perspective here. There's plenty of general enthusiasm, says Dan Ives, over the impact of a Biden administration for the electronic vehicle sector, and hopes that EV sales in China will accelerate with the support of Beijing. Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives thinks China presents 8 to 9 times the opportunity for EVs in the near term. Of course, they have their own EV players, as sales in the U.S. Even Citroën's Andrew Leff sees upside in China for many EV players, with the wide range of incomes allowing companies to attack different price points. Okay, now we move down the line, the chain, a little bit in the speculative move. I've been watching Blink Charging. If you blinked your eyes, you missed it. Blink Charging, which is finally down today, has gone straight up for 6 days in a row. It's selling off today. Blink Charging is a very speculative little stock. They want to be in the gas station business, only they won't be selling gas. They'll be having charging stations for you to pull up to charge your electronic vehicle. We heard last week Mary Barra from GM saying that GM and Mary Barra wants to put everybody into an electronic vehicle. GM is all in on this. Blink Charging has acquired the EV charging operator Yugo Stations and its portfolio of 44 charging locations. Now, is this really going to be a big money-making business for Blink Charging? I don't know. I mean, I guess they're going to have to sell beef jerky and beef sticks and Slurpees and Icy's and coffee machines and things like this, too, along with a little jolt for your Tesla. Get a jolt for the driver. Blink charging has been all over the place. It was up 37% yesterday. Personally, I wouldn't touch a stock like this, but I'm just stating that this is the speculative nature of this market right now. Citron Research yesterday said, for all you Blink investors who are naive, for the same market cap, you can buy ChargePoint. Well, I tweeted that one out yesterday. That's SBE. That's a recent SPAC. SBE currently has 73% of the market share in charging. Blink has a very small market share. Citron says, Blink, if you're going to use the numbers that are being put on Blink versus ChargePoint, Blink should be $1 per share. Right? Okay, that's Andrew left at Citron. Instead, Blink is $29 per share. And speaking of SBE, how is it doing today? SBE right now, that symbol is SBE, right? Oh, I can't get that chart up right now for some reason. Oh, there it is. It's been straight up also for about 5 days. That's Switchback Energy. It's hitting $38. It's $1.5 billion in market cap. They have a 73% market share of charging. And Blink is $940, almost a billion in market cap, and they have a very small market share. Airline bookings stay weak in latest read. System net sales for flights booked in the U.S. fell 80% for the week ending November 15th, to mark just a slight improvement for the four-week moving average of minus 80%. But then again, you look at these traders at Robinhood and a lot of the individual traders, they're buying up these airlines like there's no tomorrow, okay? Even though, yes, I know the market is forward-looking, and it's looking ahead to a vaccine, and everybody's going to get back to normal. I don't see that happening anytime soon. I wouldn't be touching those airline stocks. But having said that, they're buying them up, despite airline bookings down 80% versus this same time last year. And not only the airline stocks, but you're seeing the cruise ship stocks and the pizza stocks and the restaurant stocks, etc. Here's my favorite story of the day. McCormick. McCormick. I've given a lot of money. You know, there's always some recipe that requires one spice that you don't have. One lousy spice. Mustard seeds. I was making some bread and butter pickles earlier this year. After my cucumber harvest, they called for mustard seeds. The only place I remember mustard seeds is in the Bible, right? But with faith, I went to the supermarket. I found my mustard seeds. Well, McKesson is buying Cholula hot sauce. That's my favorite hot sauce. That's what we serve at the Gunderson household. That's the bottle with the little wooden knob on top. We like Cholula. We're not a Tabasco family. Pot stocks rally as Trump administration proceeds with transition to Biden. Cannabis stocks are, so I told you this is a green move in the market. The cannabis stocks are in the green. The green stocks are in the green. Cannabis stocks smoking today on the news of Trump finally approving the start of the formal transition process, begrudgingly, and there's a lot of catches and caveats in between if you read the fine print, but approving the start of the formal transition process to President-elect Joe Biden. That's got the pot stocks on fire today. Aurora Cannabis up 28%. Tilray up 8%. That's just what the economy needs. Tilray up 18%. Canopy Growth up 17%. Aphria up 8%. Of course, there is an ETF, MJ. That's the Alternative Harvest ETF. And in the meantime, is Bitcoin going to 100,000? Some hedge fund managers think so. That thing is up 160% since January. Now, speaking of speculative stocks, yesterday I saw the Bitcoin stocks flying. I saw Marathon Patent Group, MARA, M-A-R-A. I saw Riot, which is Riot Blockchain. I saw Overstock, O-S-T-K. And I saw DPW, symbol there, DPW. They've been flying lately on this speculative move in the market. We'll be right back with our featured stock of the day.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just a few other news items here that I picked up on in my studies this morning. Here is the Amazon of Russia. Okay, all right. Yes, speculative. Ozone, O-Z-O-N, launches a $1 billion IPO. Well, they'll be delivering packages and goods. So, yeah, so you've got, you know, Alibaba and JD in China. You've got one actually in Africa, believe it or not. You've got one in South America, Mercado Libre. You got one in the United Kingdom. And, of course, here we have Amazon and Wayfair and others. So if you want to invest in Russia's burgeoning internet e-commerce revolution, O-Z-O-N, is a new IPO that goes public today. Mercado Libre, they select Amazon Web Services as a primary cloud provider. Of course, Mercado Libre is out of Argentina. They serve South America. Okay, I'm going to go in the direction today of hydrogen. The hydrogen stocks have been doing very well here recently. Now, we know Elon Musk famously said that fuel cells are fool cells. He doesn't really believe in the tech. Of course, he's got a vested interest there. He's put all of his money and done quite well. I think he's the second richest man in the world right now. He's put all his money into electric and lithium. But there is a big move towards hydrogen, and a stock that's kind of underneath the surface. It's actually been around for a long time. But I just happened to catch, I was reading through the news items one morning, and I saw a company, it's been around a long time, making a purchase that will add hydrogen-making capacity to their portfolio. And I thought, you know, that could be pretty good there. And I checked a little bit into it. It's a good stock to begin with. I mean, it's not a bad stock to begin with. But now that they've added this ability and they invested in a hydrogen-making company, the name of the company, the symbol is GTLS, GTLS, and we do own this one, Chart Industries. Now, they used to mostly be involved in the oil and gas industry. This company is out of Georgia, Ball Ground, Georgia. I don't know exactly where that's at in Georgia, but that's where they're headquartered, Chart Industries. And it's a significant size company. It's a small cap, $3.8 billion. But even without this new hydrogen twist, Chart Industries has been growing their earnings by 22% per year over the last 5 years. This is the kind of stocks we like, obviously. And going forward, they're expected to continue to grow their earnings, not quite at 22%, but at a way better than average rate. Now, I've got to pull this up on the app. BestStocksNowApp.com. This is where I find stocks like this, okay? And by matching up news items and pairing those together with the companies involved, You can do a little 2 plus 2 equals 4 maybe here. The stock has gone up quite a bit since we bought it. It's breaking out to new all-time highs today. I show a 15% growth rate going forward, but I don't think that takes into account the new hydrogen twist here. You've got my target price is $183 per share. The stock's at $109 per share. Chart Industries, GTLS. The performance over the years has been really good. Over the last 5 years, GTLS has delivered 42% per year to investors. With no guarantees going forward, obviously, but that has beat the market by a wide margin. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 48% per year, more than four times what the market has done. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 95%, while the market's up 14%. It's currently ranked number 214 in my proprietary ranking system. Out of 5,517 different stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, etc., in my Best Stocks Now database. So, you know what? I bet you haven't heard of that one. I bet you didn't know what they were up to in the background there and how well this stock has performed. I pride myself in trying to come up with a little bit under the radar. No, it's not always under the radar. I mean, it doesn't take any scientific instruments to find an Amazon or something like that. But a lot of the stuff that we find is definitely flying under the radar, very stealthy-like, until we find it flying over our www.beststocksnowapp.com. Well, if you'd like to put myself and my team has just been swamped lately. And, of course, when they're busy, I'm busy putting new money to work in the market, doing research every day, trying to come up with the new finds. And, of course, I mean, the most important thing is taking care of what we already own. That's job number one, making sure that we own the best. And that the bond fund on down to the emerging growth fund or the dividend fund or the large cap growth fund, we want to put the best team on the field, the best roster on the field that we possibly can at any given point in time. That's why we call it the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the Best Stocks Now app, the Best Stocks Now newsletter. That is our goal here at Gunderson Capital. Now, if you'd like to talk to one of my advisors, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, you can call. And Edie will put you in touch with one of the guys. She'll set aside some time that's convenient for you. You don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to find a parking place. You don't have to wear a mask when you talk over the phone to these guys. And if you'd like to just kind of tiptoe through the tulip, you can get the newsletter, which I put my heart and soul into every Friday and Saturday. You can see the results that we have achieved. Boy, I tell you, why would you go anywhere else? I don't know. GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.